88.5 FM. Jeff Penfield joined live in studio right now by Lake Street Dive, performing songs from their latest album, Free Yourself Up. We've been playing so many songs from it. Good Kisser just jumped out at us, of course, because it's an amazing song. And then Shame, Shame, Shame. We're going to be presenting them Thursday night at the Wiltern. Thank you, everybody, for coming on by and hanging out with us a little bit.
Happy
Thanks
to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Now, one of the things that's really struck me about you guys, there's such a democratic process to how you go about everything. I mean, how did you guys really get to know each other? How did that kind of form, and how did you realize you all really worked well together? I don't know who can start, because everybody's here looking at each other.
Let's take a vote. Take a vote on who's going to start.
It just kind of happened that way. I think there was, none of us, maybe it was that none of us actually wanted to be leaders, or like the, none of us wanted to be front people. No, none of us wanted to really, take charge. And I think also the, going to music school together, there was always a kind of, everything was ensemble based. There was never like, it was kind of weird or uncommon for somebody to like start a band like McDuck did with us. And usually it was just like people getting together and jamming, and it was collective almost all the time. So I think maybe that was part of the early ethos, just kind of instinctually.
Yeah, well, you're at the New England Conservatory of Music up in Boston, and over time, I'm sure things have changed and developed, because now you started in Boston, but now everybody's somewhere else. There's one, Brooklyn, there's McDuck. I know you live in the South now. It's like, how do you guys kind of keep the band together during those times when you are apart? Like, how have you kind of adjusted as you've all moved on with your lives away from the band?
Well, we're on the road as much as we are at home. So basically we spend half of our time with each other. But there has been an adjustment period as far as becoming a full-time touring band, touring on a bus. We did have to adjust to not spending the same sort of quality time with each other. Like, one of the obstacles that we had to get over was when we were going to make the new record, we realized none of us were listening to music together anymore, whereas we had like, 6 straight years where we were all knew what each other was listening to. We were all listening to the same records because we were driving in a van for hours and hours. And so we had to, we had to set a time and a schedule to get together to like listen to records together, which was actually a really cool thing because it wasn't just passive listening. It was really active listening. And so that's just an example of like the things that we've done to sort of stay with each other and in every way, in a friendship way, in a band way, in a creative way.
Tell me I'm strong. Last night, you were really there for me, so thank you for playing along. But I've gotta be honest with you, baby. This is not about love. I've gotta be honest with you, baby. I'm not above using you to get me through the night. Baby, don't leave me alone. Old man.
how do you guys come together with all these different songs from all those different experiences to start recording music?
Well, with this record, For Yourself Up in particular, we did a lot of co-writing, and that's something that it took us many years of being a band to discover that we were even capable of doing together, and it was an exciting development, and for the most part was done remotely. So, like, whether we were on tour together or, you know, in our separate homes, we did it in such a way where it's sort of like one person starts the song and then makes a demo of it, passes it along to the next person who's working in it in solitude, but, you know, eventually you're combining two people's ideas. And for us, like, that was an effective way of doing it, more so than, like, sitting in a room together and, you know, just throwing ideas out. Because I think, I don't know, that's just, like, for me, a really scary way to write, to, like, expose yourself to another person with all of your bad ideas. So I
think, could almost work through your bad, the ones that you're like, eh, I don't like that one. I'm just going to send them the best. So you could work through all the different things that normally you would be a little afraid to talk about right away, but this way you could kind of work on it
exactly.
As you went along.
Yeah.
Aki, you haven't taken, we haven't heard from you yet. And I was just kind of wondering, what was it like joining this band? Because these four have been together a long, long time. What was the process for you getting acclimated to being part of Lake Street Dive?
It was a delight. It was sort of like marrying into a family.
I smell a sitcom.
Yes. My crazy band family.
Going to write a book now.
Yeah. No, it was great. We had met years ago, and so I had been hearing their music for quite some time, and it was a sort of a baptism by fire to begin playing, and then just very organically, I started to feel myself folded into the organism, as it were.
Construction in the passing lane.
this time working with Dan Knobler, his literally recording it in a garage. What was that experience like, getting started on that, going there and really trying a new space out?
What was cool about it, I think, you know, we decided to see first and foremost, if we could produce ourselves, if we had that kind of, even an inkling of that capability. And, we just like needed a quick recommendation, and we asked a friend, and he said, "Oh yeah, talk to Dan. He's great. He's got a garage." It was just like perfect. It was going to be easy. And we went down, and we had so much fun at his space, and had so much fun running the show, as it were, and more importantly, had so much fun working with Dan himself. And you know, although it doesn't. You know, we say we self-produced it. On the record, it says produced by Lake Street Dive with Dan Knobler, because he was a huge influence on a lot of aspects of the recording process. And the biggest, you know, way that comes across is just our working relationship was super great. And it was very, you know, the scene of even doing it in a garage, it was like almost going back to how we used to do things in some way. It was like all, you know, a bunch of idiot kids in a garage trying to figure something out. And, you know, there's a lot of freshness that comes with exploring territory like that after so many years.
Shame, shame, shame.
playing Thursday night at the Wiltern Theater. Returning back to LA, gonna have a great night. 88.5 FM presents them. It's Lake Street Dive live in studio. New album is called Free Yourself Up. Thank you so much for coming on by.
Thank you.
It's 88.5 FM.